Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Frank Rush with you. Another Focus on Community. Good to have you along. Our guests this weekend are Indiana State Police Public Information Officer for the Putnamville District. Matt Ames is with us today. I forgot to mention Sergeant.
Oh, that's all right, Frank. How you doing today?
Not bad. You got one of those titles that pretty much fills up your whole business card, don't you?
It is a pretty long title. People are like, you're what again? So yeah, we just kind of joke around and say, oh, just call me PIO.
That's why we abbreviate your ISP SGT PIO.
Exactly.
Something like that. So anyway, Indiana State Police, you guys are always kind of busy. The Putnamville Post is probably on the east side of the district that encompasses the Wabash Valley. You guys have what, 5, 6, 7 counties?
We have 6 counties that we're responsible for. Of course, we're responsible for Clay County, Vigo County, Vermilion County, Sullivan County, and Putnam County.
It's a pretty big district.
It is a very big district, and we're responsible for Interstate 70 from the 0-mile marker all the way over to the 59-mile marker, which is the Monrovia exit.
And that keeps you busy by itself.
Interstate 70 keeps us definitely busy and keeps us hopping the entire time, mostly.
I don't want to jinx us, but two years ago now, was a pretty bad, bad year for fatal accidents on I-70. So far this year, I mean, I'm not saying we haven't had wrecks, but luckily they haven't been nearly as tragic as they have been.
We have been pretty fortunate this year, especially with the construction going up on I-70 right now. We're trying to get the word out more through the news media like yourself and also through the social media. And you could follow us at ISP Putnamville. We try to get the information out to the public to let you know when there are backups that are occurring and where the construction is currently ongoing.
Anybody that lives in the area that's had any, even been close to I-70 here lately, backups are pretty much a common occurrence here lately.
They are a common occurrence. We just had a brand new construction zone open up both on the eastbound and westbound side. From the 11-mile marker to the 23-mile marker, which is basically between Brazil and Terre Haute. Roughly at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when we're trying to get a lot of traffic and get funneled down into one lane. In the course of that happening, we just can't get it all funneled in the one lane, and we're getting, on an average, a 2 to 3-mile backup every night. We do broadcast it out on our social media to let people know that, hey, you probably want to take an alternate route. Now, this construction is going to go on all the way until at least up to Thanksgiving. That's how long the contract is for. But some of the suggestions we want to give people is number one, make sure that you are obeying the posted speed limit signs. But once you get in the construction zone, maintain that speed of at least 45 miles per hour as it is posted. Because if you're running 30 miles an hour, a car running 30 miles an hour or a semi running 30 miles an hour can cause a major backup that will just accumulate over time. And before we know it, we've got to back up at 2 to 3 miles. Make sure that you're not driving while distracted while you're driving through the construction zone, and just be a courteous driver when it's time to merge. If you merge on left, go to the right, left, right, and just to get into the actual choke point to get through the construction zone.
So you mean you're really supposed to move over before the last post there?
You're supposed to move over, yep.
Really?
There's a lot of people get upset that when they don't move over until the last second.
And then there's also people, too, that will get a little irritated by that, and they may not let you in if you wait, and that can probably even cause some more problems.
That can cause some more problems. So just try to be a courteous driver out there doing that, and it helps things go through a lot quicker through the
construction. You usually get your warning, what, about a mile or so before the actual slim down point?
Both of the construction zones we have right now, it's warning you that there's a construction zone coming up about 3 miles out. And then, of course, we've got the flashing speed limit signs. And then like a mile out, that's when they're telling you which lane that you need to be merging into.
Now, while it's neat that you guys do the public, you know, information stuff and the social media.
Well, thanks.
Media,
I appreciate
all that. Yeah,
Frank.
I know. But you know what I'm getting at here is the fact that, okay, while those of us that are locals may get that, some guy from Ontario who's driving an 18-wheeler has no clue as to what state he's in most of the time. He just knows that his GPS will tell him, you've arrived. And then somebody with a forklift unloads his truck. So, I mean, there's a lot of those folks, they don't know what's going on.
No, that is true. And that is one of the frustrations that we have out here when we're working in the construction zone, trying to get them to get through it as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, a lot of time it is the professional drivers that get nervous when they get around the orange barrels or the concrete barriers, and they usually travel 20, 25 miles per hour, and that's where our major malfunctions are coming, and that's what causes our major backups.
Let's face it, those big trucks, that's a tight squeeze.
There's a lot of responsibility in driving a big truck. I did it when I was in the military. I do understand what they're going through. But sometimes if they could look at their GPS beforehand, they can find an alternate route. And the alternate routes for this particular construction zone could be either taking US 40 or taking State Road 42 to get away from the construction zone.
This is not a question to pick on you or anybody else, but are there speed limits still on the interstate?
Yes, there are speed limits still on the interstate.
I was just curious, just wanted to know.
70 miles for cars and 65 for any vehicles over 26,000 pounds.
And does anybody actually drive that for a continued time, or do they just go by it?
I think they try to abide by it. You know, that's one important thing to say there, though, is like we're getting ready to come up here into the winter season here before too long.
Yeah.
And, you know, the posted speed limit may be 70 miles an hour, but just because it's 70 miles an hour doesn't mean, hey, I can run 70 miles an hour. People need to reduce their speed to what the actual driving conditions are, whether it's congested people out on the roadway or whether or not there's ice and snow out on the roadway. They need to adjust their speeds so that way they're safe for themselves and everyone else is traveling out on the roadways.
Now, again, mind you, I'm not criticizing, but I know you may not see it as much driving that white Dodge with that pretty star on the side of it, like, you know, but in your own personal car, I know when I'm on the interstate, 70 is merely a suggestion, it seems like, most of the time. It seems like average traffic speed is in the 80 range, to me.
I would say between 75 and 80 mile an hour is the normal speed that we're seeing on Interstate 70 right now. And, of course, when we're out here working, we're looking for the reckless drivers. We're looking for people that are excessive, 85 to 90 mile an hour. Those are the people that we're trying to get stopped, issue them a citation, and do a little education with them. And especially if they're driving while distracted. We've had the driving while distracted law, or hands-free law, since July 1. And that's a very important law. There's been studies done on this, and we're estimating that we will save 130 lives here on the Indiana roadways by this new law that has been come into effect on July 1. We are still in the education mode on it, making people aware of it, and there's no points assessed to your driver's license right now. However, effective July 31st of 2021, that's when points will be assessed to your driver's license.
And we're talking specifically, that's the hands-free phone law.
Exactly, the hands-free law.
Yeah, okay. Well, because a lot of people are distracted, not just by their phones, too. They're distracted by a lot of stuff.
There is a lot of stuff that's going on. And, you know, the most important thing is people need to realize it's a great responsibility to drive out here. Number one, it's their privilege to drive in the state of Indiana. It's something that you have to go through, get your driver's license, go through all the tests and everything. But you need to be responsible for yourself, so that way you being responsible for yourself is making the roadway safer for everyone else that's out here traveling.
And things happen fast at 80 mile an hour on the interstate. There's a lot of posts that go clicking by when you're running that fast.
Yes, it does.
So yeah, so you got to be careful with that. How's the left hand camp out lane?
Yep.
We had that law. So
we're still enforcing that law. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, probably the biggest violator we see with that is the commercial motor vehicles. One truck's driving 66, the other truck's driving 66.5, and unfortunately, sometimes it takes them 3 or 4 miles to get around that semi. We are stopping those vehicles actively, letting them know that it's a violation for them to be out in that left-hand lane.
And so, in all honesty, now, some of those guys, okay, they should know to get out of the way, but they couldn't speed up and go around the guy they're trying to pass if they wanted to, because a lot of those guys are governed, right?
Yeah, a lot of the trucks out here are governed. At least when we're stopping them, like, my truck won't go that fast. It's governed at 68. Well, I clocked you at 74, 75. I must not be working today. I'm not too sure what's going on. But we do some education with those drivers as well.
I was going downhill.
Yeah, exactly. I was going downhill.
Yeah, so it all got a little bit. Okay, well, the construction, though, on the interstate, that's a big deal. You guys are primarily on the interstates, but you're also patrolling some of the other roadways, too, in the
area. Yes, we have, especially in our rural counties, up in Vermilion, up and down in Sullivan County. Our officers are working US 41 and State Road 63 on a regular basis, enforcing all the traffic laws, assisting the local sheriff's departments and also the city officers, just trying to make Indiana a better place for everyone to live.
Talk about distracted drivers and the danger they can be on the roadway. Another thing on the roadway that can be very dangerous has nothing to do with driving, and that is deer.
Absolutely. We are in the peak season of deer season.
Yeah, they're not another car, but boy, they can sure get in the way at the last minute and cause you a world of hurt.
That's true. It's mating season right now for the deer, and also they're being hunted right now with deer season opening up. We are seeing a lot more deer accidents occurring. Last year in the state of Indiana, we had 16,300 accidents with involving deer.
Wow.
Out of those accidents, 347 involved injuries, and unfortunately, we had 5 fatalities here in the state of Indiana. But it's just a couple tips we'd just like to get out to the public. Number one, make sure that you're aware that deer are going to be out between the morning and dusk hours, anywhere between 6 and 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure that you're using your bright headlights anytime that you can, and make sure that you're reducing your speed so that way you do have time to react. One thing, though, we do ask, though, if you do see that you're getting ready to have a collision with the deer, and unfortunately it's going to happen, is to just brake as firmly as you can, keep your hands on the steering wheel, and stay in your lane. We unfortunately have more severe accidents when people swerve to avoid the deer, running off the roadways, hitting telephone poles, hitting trees that don't give at all versus the deer is going to give some. If you do get involved in an accident, please pull over to the right side of the roadway. If your vehicle can get off the roadway, call 911 and there'll be an officer being sent to you immediately to get the report. And if we need to get you a tow truck, we'll get a tow truck to you.
That's something that I think is pretty good. A lot of look, nobody wants to kill Bambi.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, if it's between you kissing a tree, totaling your car, and you, or taking out Bambi, well... Yeah, I hate to say this, but well, you know.
Yeah. And another thing is, if you do unfortunately kill a deer out there, and if you want that deer, we will give you a permit so that way you can take it and get it processed for the meat.
You know, and as you mentioned that too, okay, say you have a deer accident or whatever, and I've noticed we've had a couple of these over the past year or something like that. What's the advice on what to do? Because we've had a couple of instances here in the state lately where people have gotten out of their cars after a breakdown or an accident, and then they've been hit and killed by other vehicles that are still moving down the road.
That is correct. Unfortunately, we were still investigating an accident with the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department involving a bad occurrence that happened last weekend with that.
That was the one up on I-74, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, if you get where you're a disabled vehicle, the most important thing is get off the roadway as quickly and as safely as possible and activate your hazard lights. By activating your hazard lights, that's making notification to other drivers that, hey, I am completely stopped. I've got issues here and I'm trying to take care of them. And never exit your vehicle on the driver's side. Always get out on the passenger side and then call 911 immediately so that way we can get assistance to you. A lot of times we're just going up on the interstate. People can change their own tires, but they don't feel comfortable. And we're providing them with emergency lights, having the vehicles get in over to the passing lane up on the interstate. But be a courteous driver. If you see someone with their emergency lights on or their hazard lights on, make sure you're getting over as far as possible. Make sure you're reducing your speed. And treat it just like what you do when you see an emergency vehicle out here, whether it be a police officer or a tow truck driver. The Indiana law states that you need to get over in the left-hand lane. If you're unable to do so, you're supposed to reduce your speed at least 10 miles an hour below what the posted speed limit is to make it safe so that you can get through there and allows emergency people to work.
Speaking of that, how's it working for you guys? Because legally, if you're sitting on the side of the road and you're lit up, either writing a ticket or for whatever reason, folks are supposed to move over for you guys too. And the reason that law was passed is because several officers, not just here in Indiana, but in other states, were killed because they were hit by traffic that didn't move over. How's that working out for you here now? Are more people moving over and leaving you some extra space?
People are moving over and they're leaving a little extra space for us now. It's been publicized enough through the media and also on social media, letting people be aware of what the law is and that, hey, if you don't move over, you're going to be getting stopped and you're going to be receiving a citation for it.
You ever write tickets for that?
Oh, I have written several tickets for that. That I have.
And what they say? Oh, I didn't know.
That's basically what they say. And I just, you know, picture yourself in that situation where the tow truck driver is trying to do his job or whether or not an officer is trying to do his or her job or the fire department. You know, put yourself in that situation. Yeah. You're there to do a job to try to get it cleaned up as quickly as possible because the last thing we want to do is be tying up people on the interstate.
And when they say, oh, I didn't know, you say, okay, the car that I'm in, see that one right behind you that's all lit up? It was the same one you blew off the road here a minute ago.
Yes.
How did you not see that? You saw it now.
Right.
You know. Matt Ames, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Information officer with the Indiana State Police, Putnamville Post here. You guys are all over the place all the time. What do you guys work, about 80 hours a week, something like that?
Approximately. I work at least 60 to 70 sometimes. But the last thing we want to say is make sure that you're not driving while distracted. And make sure that you're always buckled up and follow the speed limit signs. Thank you.
All right. The distracted thing. Don't pull me over and I won't be distracted. See, it'll be okay. That's it for this week. If you've missed any part of the program, you'd like to go back and listen to it, we have it for you right now on our website as a podcast. You can look for that there and download or listen back to it. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.